I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. It's the optics of Wall Street overlaid with the danger of Tiananmen Square. And yet the protests in Hong Kong right now can also seem pretty simple. Protesters demanding more democracy, China's communist authorities saying, go home. That's what Hong Kong's appointed leader told the protesters today, anyway. But Hong Kong is like no other piece of China, and the roots of these protests go back many years, as we'll hear in a few minutes. First, though, we turn to the world's own Matthew Bell, reporting from Hong Kong.
Veteran democracy activist and Hong Kong politician Martin Lee returned to one of the main protest sites this morning. People kept coming up to shake his hand and give him a thumbs up. Many protesters had gone home to rest, but the streets were still barricaded, and piles of supplies, water, snacks, and umbrellas stood at the ready for another round of protests today.
I've never seen so many young people on any demonstration, and this is the most peaceful demonstration I've ever seen. So the message to the world is Hong Kong people want democracy, they love democracy, they deserve democracy, and this is what has been promised to them. They are not going to use any violence at all. But they are prepared to sacrifice their freedoms.
Lee himself wound up getting hit by some tear gas the other night, but he says there's still a way out for Beijing if it lets Hong Kong voters have more say in choosing their own leader.
Why should we not credit the Chinese leaders with some wisdom, with some sense, with some balance? Why not? And let the world see that the new leaders of China have vision and have courage.
Lee says it's not in China's interest to see another Tiananmen Square 1989 type of scene play out here, but as the sun goes down, the standoff shows no sign of fading away. Here at one of the main protest sites in Hong Kong, in an area called Admiralty, which is part of the financial district, the area is so packed they've got signs up now that are encouraging people to go to one of the other protest sites. The place is just sort of shoulder to shoulder, full of people. There are speeches going on, people milling about, folks handing out water and food. They're spraying water bottles to help cool people down. It's really quite steamy here, and it looks like this scene's going to go on for the rest of the night. A trio of young guys stands by to help people climb over a cement barricade and into the main crowd of protesters. 20-year-old Bell Chan is one of those guys, but he's no political veteran. He's a university student who says he joined the demonstrations over the weekend because he just wanted to be part of something that happens once in a generation. Chan says he wants to be able to tell a future son that he was here.
I wasn't born on the June 4th movement, and I am here now, 2014, and I'm 20, and I'm afraid that when my son asks me where am I by now, I will tell him I'm at home, and I don't want to do that.
Chan says what he and the other students want from the government is true democracy for Hong Kong.
I won't stop until we have the answer. So we are students. What we have is time. We have all the time to fight for that, and we won't stop until we have the answer.
One student who gives her name as Miko sits holding a sign quoting Mao Zedong, the late founder of the People's Republic of China. It reads, "Anyone who opposes the student movement will burn in hell." She says she saw on TV that the police used violence against unarmed students, so she wanted to come out and show her support. The vast majority of protesters are university and high school students. Some show up in their school uniforms, but older folks are here as well.
A 43-year-old
who goes by the name Paka is here with his wife and three daughters. He's been to plenty of protests over the years and says he came out to support the students. As we talk, the sky begins to open up and people reach for plastic ponchos and umbrellas.
I think it's important to show that we're here under the storm and we're still here. So the government needs to think about why we're here and why we don't like the proposal.
It's not clear exactly what kind of proposal from the government would satisfy the protesters' demands at this point. They're chanting for Hong Kong's unpopular chief executive, CY Leung, to resign. Beyond that, people say they want real democracy, but a few Hong Kongers I've talked with who are not supportive of the demonstrations say the students are not being realistic. They say it's very unlikely for Beijing to reverse course and grant more democratic freedoms to this population of about 7 million people while denying them to the rest of China's population of 1.3 billion. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Hong Kong.
You can get the latest from Matthew in Hong Kong via Twitter. You can see what he's seeing and find out how the protests are going. Just follow him at Matthew J. Bell.